on social media at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us.
Yeah, there is something that we need to dive into because this is really kind of wild, and I don't think I've ever actually had any of these experiences.
Online dating has been a thing for a while now.
And, I tried it for a hot second.
Right. So we got this DM from Robert we'll get into here in just a sec. But if you've got a situation that you're like, you know what, I just need Ben and Kelly to talk about it, maybe get a little bit of another opinions on it, or maybe it's helping by knowing there are other people out there, you know?
I think that's going to be the case here.
Yeah.
For sure. So Robert said, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a wild story for you. Took a date to a concert the other night, and our seats were directly in front of a single mom I met through Match.com.
Okay.
What are the odds?
Right.
To make matters worse, this woman screams out, hey, where have you been?
Did he ghost her?
What a mess.
Oh, man.
We met on Match, went on one date, and now she's ruining a concert.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't bad enough that she was looking at me all night. She freaked out the lady I was there with, too. I ended up answering questions like, how do you know her? And how many times did you guys go out?
Right.
Now, I'm thinking this woman may have ruined my chance at my new date.
Oh.
So how would you handle that situation? Anybody bump into an online date that maybe didn't go as well? And what happened?
Mm. Man.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah, I never did the online dating.
Yeah.
But I could, how is that any different from just
regular dating?
Yeah, I was going to say regular dating, and you go out on one date and didn't work out.
It didn't really go well.
Yeah, yeah. So that's,
I think this is a case for like never to ghost anybody because of this situation right here. You never know when you're going to, you know, maybe bump into them again. And so I think it's always best to be honest. When a date doesn't really go well and you know there's not going to be a second one or there's no future, to just kind of lay it out there instead of just disappearing of this.
Yeah, they say Louisville is the biggest small town you'll ever see. And
for sure.
This is one of those cases where, you know, you're going to run into someone, you know, that you know. And
it's like this, too. It's the same kind of situation if you're in traffic, right? And if you're, you know, being angry in traffic, or you're like tailgating somebody or whatever, what if you happen to go to the same exact place? Right? That's happened to me. It was like right after I'd had my son. I had to follow my husband to the car shop.
Yeah.
And I was behind this person. He was going like 20 miles an hour and swerving, didn't really know where he was going. He was going to the exact same place. So I pull in right behind him and I was like, sir, you're driving dangerously. I just felt like I had to say something because he's just like, you're following me too close. I said, sir, you don't know where you're going and you need to figure that out before you get on the road. Sir, you're driving dangerously and I've got my son in the car and don't do that,
man. I'm that's a side of you that doesn't creep out every
it was the one and only time that's ever happened.
I was gonna say Kelly getting all up in your business about
a new mom
right
and it was in a special sort of way that morning.
You're in protection mode and
yes,
listen, you cannot go swerving all around the road and
you are endangering my new son's life. Look at his face. I didn't say that in my head. I said that.
All right. Yeah, I mean, hey, I think you need to just be honest with your current date and just say, right. Hey, look, you know, it was
I ghosted her. She's obviously mad about that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, obviously it sounds like Robert, you didn't end things well to where maybe she didn't understand what happened.
Exactly. I think for her to have closure, let's maybe use Robert as an example to let's not ghost anybody. If it's not going well, you don't think that you're jiving up with this person, just be honest. Say that so that you don't have to be awkward in public if you happen to run into them again.
Yeah, but what do we know? Anyways, if you've got a funny story about something like that, feel free to share it. 502-571-9970. But Robert, there you go. Hopefully that helped.